New owners, old pressure. Padres enter September chasing the division. The San Diego Padres enter September sitting at 72 wins and 62 losses, second in the NL West with Fernando Tatis Jr. powering an offense that carried the team through a late August road series against the Tampa Bay Rays, then leading the AL East at 79-54. The matchup offered a genuine measure of where this roster stands, and the arithmetic of the wild card race now looms as the more likely path to October than closing a division gap from behind. The playoff push unfolds in front of new ownership for the first time. Jose Feliciano and Kwanza Jones received MLB ratification of their purchase on August 24, completing what was reported as a $3.9 billion deal, the largest ownership transfer by sale price in baseball history. The incoming ownership group signaled during the purchase process an intention to invest aggressively, but a first September under new management carries its own pressure. The team they inherited is in the hunt, not comfortable, and September in the National League West has a way of accelerating every organizational question. On the women's side, San Diego Wave FC carried momentum into the NWSL stretch run with a 4-2 victory over Utah on Fan Appreciation Night. Trinity Bayar scored twice, with Melanie Barcinas and Ludmilla also on the score sheet, a multi-scorer performance suggesting depth across the attack rather than reliance on a single playmaker. Meanwhile, the Barnes Tennis Center at Balboa Park closed out the USTA Girls 18s and 16s National Championships just before the holiday weekend, with Bella Payne and Sarah Schumate claiming the girls' 18 doubles title.